This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's about 7.05. It's Thursday. Oh, the sky's clearing up. I see some blue sky out the window.
Yeah, rain this morning at 4 in the morning when I left, though.
Crazy. Well, it's the summer, you know, fog all night. Fog from the dusk to dawn. And then a nice day. So hopefully we'll get one of those. And I was looking at the temperatures. It looks like it's going to be mild, like in the 70s and stuff. People are going to be happy.
Today?
Yeah.
And then heating up this weekend, I believe, in the 80s.
Oh. Well, as long as it's not like it was 2 weekends ago.
Right.
Damn, that was ridiculous. All right, let's see. If you are an Andy Warhol fan, here's something for you. It's called Andy Warhol from A to B and back again. It's a members only party at the SF MoMA tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And if you call number 9 right now, you get to go 800-400-3697. A pair of tickets to the Andy Warhol from A to B and back again party. It's a new exhibition that's there, so you'll get to check it out. Dance the night away to Warhol-inspired DJ sets and performances. Learn how to pull a screen print and take home a print with Warhol quotes. Dig into inspired bites. And sip cocktails for sale. Try some poses in the old school photo booth and much, much more. It's a night celebrating Andy Warhol. So if you want to go, 800-400-3697. And lucky you, you get to talk to Hooman today.
Ooh.
Hooman has graced us with his presence. How's your back?
It's pretty sore, but hanging in there. Thanks so much.
How about that mouth?
Oof.
How about those teeth? You got those implants going in yet?
No, not yet.
Can we look in there?
Yeah, can
no,
I have a look?
Can we post a picture?
Not. No.
Why not?
No way. Because I don't even want to look in there.
You don't look in there?
No. Kidding me?
Are you brushing and flossing all the time now, though, now that you're having all these problems?
I have to be gentle because it's healing, so I am, but I just, there's a...
Oh, so all the work's done?
For the most part,
well,
yeah.
Well, the teeth are
yanked, but
you don't have
the
implants.
I'm going back down for, like, some... I don't know, tune-ups and stuff.
Oh, so you do have the implants.
Oh, you have the implants.
No, I don't have implants.
Implants
yeah,
take
process,
a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So what, do you have a bridge, like a temporary bridge?
Yeah, I have a temporary bridge.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
you have a Carlson.
Oh, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the June sales event. On now, that's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. I'm ready for my question.
Okay. Please, I've drawn an appliance here.
Okay.
I would like you to see that appliance and tell me what appliance that is.
It's got to be a fridge. Burr on the top and less burr on the bottom.
Right. Tell me what that is again.
Fridge?
A fridge.
A fridge.
Okay.
Are you...
What?
There's a text here,
yeah.
And I think I'm the one that said it, but I wasn't sure. I think I say refrigerator.
Yeah, refrigerator is acceptable. Refrigerator, fridge.
Right. Someone wrote in and 925 says, what's a refrigerator? And I'm like, I don't... Really? You don't get what I'm saying there?
Just short for refrigerator.
A smart ass.
Crappy,
well, I
yeah.
understand, but I do think that I say that. I don't
yeah,
even
you do
think
say refrigerator.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't...
Nothing's wrong
there's
with
nothing.
That.
But what
people
do you
know
say?
What it is. Fridge. Fridge or yeah. refrigerator.
So you do say refrigerator.
I do.
If I'm speaking formally, sure, I'm going to say refrigerator. But if I'm talking to you guys, I'm going to say a fridge or refrigerator.
You say refrigerator?
Sure.
Yeah,
who
I don't
cares?
Think I don't think I say
I think
that.
It's
I'm
me.
Not sure if I say that or
I
not.
I would bet money it's me.
I might say it to be funny. Like, put that in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
No, I think I just say that.
Yeah. Like, that's fine.
Regularly.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What? Yeah.
Who the hell
cares?
925 cares.
Yeah.
How about that art, though, huh?
Yeah, pretty good. I like the burr. He writes, you know, it's divided like
it?
A... There's a smaller compartment on the top, a larger one. It says burr at the top and less burr.
A nice little
bottom.
Handle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, nice handle, yeah.
That's funny.
It looks like a doorknob.
All right. Well, then it's me. Sorry, everyone.
It's not you. It's fine. It's
I'll
that person.
I'll try to say refrigerator.
It's them,
just say fridge.
It's them.
It's fridge. Refrigerator. Look, it's part of your charm, Ben. All your weird little words that you use. Tortilla.
I don't even think they're weird.
Tequila. Tachiaria. Yeah.
Theater.
Theater.
I don't say that anymore.
Girl.
Say it.
theater.
No, that's also wrong. But close. Better. Better than theater. Say thea.
Theater.
Theater. It's a theater.
Theater.
Theater. You put a D in there. Theater.
Theater.
No, not theater. Put a third syllable in
Let's
there.
Let's do this off
theater.
The air another day. I'm really
enjoying it.
It's clearly going to take a lot more work than we're ready for. To broadcast
theater. I know that if you concentrated, you could do it. It's just when words are flying out of your mouth in conversation.
I've gotten theater. It a bunch of times. I know I have.
No, you said theater.
No, because I see it coming and I'm like, I'm ready for this. Mm-hmm. I've worked my whole life for this
okay,
moment.
Do it. Say
I
a
am
sentence
so
right now.
Ready.
Where are you guys
going to
go this weekend?
To the theater.
Oh, that was so good. That was good.
That was good. It was so close.
What do you mean so close?
Mm, so close.
How many percentage points of 100 do you give me 92% for that last?
92%.
I'll take it. Yeah. That's an A.
That's good. Theater.
Theater.
No.
Get that.
A little more A.
I don't want to do
three
this
syllables.
Anymore.
Theater.
I don't like it. Anyway.
Theater.
People are mean. Sheesh. Yeah.
Refrigerator. The View.
Oh, you can slow it down, too.
Theater.
Theater.
Theater. Theater.
Whatever.
Theater. Don't be. The view is annoying. It made the news a couple times this week, so I'm going to run through these quickly.
Do you check it on days off, or do you only know of The View because we get clips or they make the news?
I have never watched it in real time except when I'm in that studio and happens to be on. Is it coming on at 9 or 10?
No, I believe it comes on at 10.
So, yeah, we're busy at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Driving home. So, The View, it's been on forever. It started with Barbara Walters as the anchor, or the, I guess, what do they call it, the moderator?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be all these different viewpoints, but, you know, it leans liberal, and there's always a token Republican on there. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's Meghan McCain. So they started to talk yesterday about the fact that he kicked off his campaign on Tuesday night. Meghan is not a Trump supporter, even though she's the token Republican on there.
Well, her dad and Donald Trump were
were
nemesis.
Well, it seemed like John McCain was just a victim of Trump's horribleness. I mean, he really just said awful things about John McCain, so it's not surprising at all that he wasn't invited to the funeral and that the McCain family doesn't like him. Meghan is not a Trump supporter, and she was trying to explain why Trump still has that base of his and why 2020 is not in the bag for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy kept interrupting. I mean, honestly, it's a bunch of people talking at once, so I am going to play you some of it and listen carefully for the key word. If you don't catch it, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, that's it.
Ooh.
Is that the word?
Did you hear it?
Is it the B word?
So basically, they're after
so who
she
called
says,
who again?
Meghan McCain says, Meghan McCain says, I'm the sacrificial Republican.
Right.
To which Joy Behar says, aw. Which I don't know if you catch that because everyone's freaking talking at once. And then Meghan McCain says, oh, don't feel bad for me, bitch. I'm paid to do this. And then they go on to say, you know, because everyone goes, I think she just called her a bitch. And then they all start saying, we all call each other bitches all the time. Blah, blah, blah. And then they go to break. And when they come back, they talk more about how they call each other bitches all the time. We'll be
that
right
is
back.
A little weird on that show.
It's, you know, it is what it is. It's not like anyone's going to get an FCC fine over calling someone else a bitch. Meghan said that she and Joy enjoy debating each other. They call each other the bitch word all the time. She says she loves the word, pointed out that she even wrote a book called America, You Sexy Bitch. And Joy said, I'm very straight in what I believe, and so is she. We're going to fight. Has to be comfortable for the audience. Earlier this week, and this is what I really wanted to get to, I want to say Monday, we found out that Bella Swan, is that her name?
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne. Sorry, Bella Swan is the girl from Twilight. The character's name. Bella Thorne claims that she was hacked and that someone was trying to extort $150,000 out of her.
Oh, this is the first time I've heard the dollar
Something like
amount.
That. I think
okay.
that was the amount. Does that sound right to you?
That does sound right.
I don't have that part of the story in front of me. So they wanted X amount of money, a significant amount of money, to not publish these photos. And so Bella Thorne said, screw you. Here's all the photos, world. and put her own nudes out. And a lot of it was not nudes. There were some photo shoot stuff where she's naked and facing away, a lot of tasteful side boob. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, I didn't look through all the pictures. I assume there were no crotch shots or anything because she put
them
all out.
Yeah, I saw
there.
Like bathing suit. Always her bottom was covered, at least what I saw.
Right. So listen, I'm going to say something. I am a cynic. There's no question that I've been burned enough times on this show by jumping in and saying, I believe that unconditionally. And then it comes back the next day. We see the thing where, oh, you all got hosed. And I'm telling you, my mind goes to this first thing. And I also, I'm not a huge Bella Thorne fan. Like, I just, the very little I know about her, I don't find appealing. And the Instagram stuff that she put up, I don't find it appealing. I'll play it for you in a second. So my first thought, I'll admit it, was she wanted some attention and put these out herself and made up a story about being extorted. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea if she contacted the police about this. I could be absolutely, I hope I'm 100% wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Vinny, do you feel the same way?
I believe, pardon me, I believe there's a possibility of that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that Hollywood is a very sketchy business mm-hmm. to negotiate, and I do think, and look, I'm not saying Jesse, I don't know
Jussie Smollett
did.
First thing I thought of too.
But I do know that there are multiple ways people want to stay hot. And some people are really good at it mm-hmm. and some people aren't.
Right.
Desperate.
And I've read that Angelina Jolie's was a master in her youth of staying hot or knowing how to.
Well, she made out with her brother at the Oscars. And then they wore vials of blood, she and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
And then she stole Brad Pitt.
So I believe there's a possibility
she stole Billy Bob, too, both.
Yeah, from Laura Dern.
Mm. Oh. Mm. So I believe there's a possibility that she's just trying to keep her profile high. Sure.
Right. So it's possible.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. And I guess that's what it's coming. It pops into my mind. I'm suspicious of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying yes or no in an absolute. I'm saying I've been burned enough times. I've bought people's stories enough times and been burned by that.
Now, let me just say this. At a time when we do know women are victimized and we know that this is happening and the Me Too movement's out there, the last thing you want to do is always be looking suspiciously at someone who tells their story. So it's unfortunate that this job puts you in that spot.
Right. And so, and that is why I'm saying I am a cynic because I've been burned enough times. And I do believe that there are people out there that abuse the pain of others by saying, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying she did that, but I'm saying, like you, I wouldn't be surprised. You, on the other hand, completely disagree.
Well, yeah, I do. I think that's... But
she's
I don't have a police record
of
that. Did she report it to the officials?
I haven't
officials?
Seen anything about that.
Yeah.
What she made it sound like is this guy threatened her
your
and
thoughts,
she made a
what you're, you guys are saying did not even come into my mind, but I'm not a cynic.
So this part of the story has to do with The View. And they are not being cynical about this in that they seem to believe that what she's saying is true. She was hacked, threatened, and released these pictures on her own. Here's what Whoopi had to say about it.
So how does that sit with you, what Whoopi just said?
Here's the thing. She's not wrong. In this day and age, you know that there's a possibility that you could get hacked. For the average person, that's not a thing. I do believe that people are taking naked pictures of themselves. I've done it myself. Sexting is fun. It's unrealistic to say in a sweeping statement, no one should be doing this. She is famous. There have been celebrity hacks. You like to think that your privacy is being looked out for. They've even implemented a new, two-way validation of accounts, supposedly we're safe. So she's not wrong. But the point is chastising her for being hacked and should have known better. I don't think that that's helpful at all. And Bella flipped out when this happened on The View. And I guess she was scheduled for an interview that she's since canceled.
Well, so, and I don't know Bella, and I don't want to sit here and defend her, but it's a generational thing where Whoopi is not aware that in it's a super common relationship reality of anyone from, and I don't even want to say how young. I don't even know how young it begins. We've heard the stories.
Hopefully older than we think.
Right?
Right?
Yes. But we've heard the stories. I would have been trading in those pictures at 13. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So it begins young. It becomes normal. And for Whoopi to be like, it just shows that she's kind of out of touch of what it's like to be young today.
Well, and in my opinion. And Bella Thorne is saying that. She's like, a bunch of older women talking about what I should do. So here she is.
She did?
Here she is having a massive breakdown
is
on her Instagram story.
Is the video there for Vinny to see her?
Yeah. So it is, yeah. We're not going to. She swears a lot. So we'll run the video for you so you can see the emotional wreck that she is or is acting like.
Actress, right?
Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go.
All right. I got it.
Which, by the way, is not really what they're beating her down for. I think they're calling her a stupid kid who has naked photos on her phone, not being beaten down for her sexuality or her body. Anyway, if you want, I think that's off of her Instagram account now, yeah. But certainly it's findable if you want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
I am starting to feel like I finally know what Bella Thorne looks like, which is, you know, a check in the positive column. Hmm. But she's saddened and displeased by Whoopi Goldberg's response to the release of the nude photos.
I don't know how parents deal with this, and I haven't had to yet, but I imagine this is going to be something that a conversation I'm going to have. And I don't know how I'll be able to deal with that.
Well, it starts a little older than she is now. For us at our house, I just always said, try not to do it. I get that you're going to. Don't put your face in any photos. I've literally said that. And
what
they're,
they say?
You know, they're older now.
They say, come on,
don't
mom.
Talk to me about this, mom. You don't know anything. I'm like, you know what I do know? Google will still be around when you're trying to find a job later.
Right.
Yeah.
So the only I can't advise you on this. I didn't grow up with this, but I do know that the internet's forever.
Do you tell them I have access to your cloud? I can see everything on your cloud.
I'm like,
God. I don't. To tell you the truth, I have no idea how to work a cloud. My Aww. Photos are not on a cloud. I don't under. I somehow the photos that I take wind up on my Google Home
that's
assistant.
That's your, yeah, that's the cloud.
I don't know how that happens, or even when I signed up for that. But that's, you know, I don't take nudes anymore because I don't need them being shown in my kitchen. Honestly, this, you know how sometimes you'll take a photo of a document and, like, send it to your accountant or whatever, you know, whatever, like, right. Just dumb things like passwords and stuff. You take a picture of it, and I'm like, oh, there's that W-2 form that I had to, you know, it's the world.
It's really neat, though, those things. I was, when my family was out of town for a couple weeks,
uh-huh.
I'd be eating my dinner, you know, like, I'm standing at the counter and over in the little corner there.
You get sucked in.
Is a play of all of the family photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was with them.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Oh, look at that one.
Yeah.
Boy,
I just have no idea
kid.
How to change it or edit it or do any or fix it. So it's just pictures. It's a lot of pictures of just like, you know, head injuries that people have taken. Like those photos that I took of John's head injury the other day are. They're starting to circulate on there. It's great.
Oh, let's see that.
Oh, yeah. You didn't show us those.
You know, the photos don't do it justice. You have to really see it in the sunshine. It's horrible contusion.
How is he doing?
He's good. I mean, considering that he really hurt himself on Friday night, he's great. He's had to work so hard this week, though. I feel really bad for him. Like yesterday, they put this, I think it's called a clean out. For,
yeah,
like
it's
a sewer clean out.
Yeah,
so we had one. But it was under the house. Like if we wanted to have Roto-Rooter in, they would literally have to climb through a trapdoor, go about 40 feet under the house to get to this clean out. I'm like, who cares? That's not something I see or I'm concerned with. So they spent all day yesterday, like moving the clean out to an outside location where Roto-Rooter can get at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had to, you know, squirm and do all this pipe work underneath
gosh.
The house.
Poor guy.
Poor
messed
John.
Up, Sarah.
I know. But listen, I didn't tell him he had to do it. I don't even know what a pipe clean out is.
Sounds like you do. Yeah.
I was thinking she told him.
I didn't.
Now get under the house and hurry up. And
yeah.
Work.
Oh, I know why it happened.
And then
because he was
my
under
dinner.
There. He was under there doing something, and he was like, the ground here is wet.
Oh, no.
It was underneath the
under
toilet.
There doing something. Good one.
Playing something. I don't know what he's doing. Whatever I made him do that day. just really quickly, I want to get to this. There's a ton of crazy rumors about why David Ortiz was shot in the Dominican Republic a couple weeks ago. All morning long, what I've been seeing is he was not the intended victim. Mm-hmm. He was unfortunately dressed like the intended victim. But apparently, the guy who was supposed to be shot was sitting at the table next to him. The Dominican Republic's lead prosecutor says Ortiz was not the target of this nightclub shooting on June 9th. Authorities say the target was a guy who was seated near him wearing similar clothes. It was reportedly orchestrated by a man linked to Mexico's Gulf cartel. Yeah. He has not yet been apprehended. Supposedly, he'd ordered a hit on his cousin, who he thought ratted him out to the police 8 years ago.
Oh.
A total of 11 suspects are in custody now. Two others are still on the loose. Ortiz remains hospitalized. His condition's been upgraded from guarded to good, but he is not out of the woods yet. They are saying that the local officials, they sound sure of this. But it's surprising that Ortiz could be mistaken for someone. But then again, he was shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible. And you know, I'm nervous if I'm going to go shoot someone. I've just jumped off a motorcycle. I know I'm getting $7,800 to kill someone. I see a dude who pretty much looks like the dude from the back, and I shoot him and run, leaving my motorcycle guy to stay behind and get the hell beaten out of him. So I don't know, but they're saying it's a huge mix-up.
Sounds pretty amateur.
It does.
Yeah.
That it do. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, I've got some summer fails for you with summer, you know, this Friday.
Is it putting on a bikini?
No.
Oh.
No, that's mandatory.
Oh.
And more after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's your first chance of the last few chances to get qualified for one of these daily grand prizes. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa is hosting us yet again for the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party. This is our favorite event of the entire year. A week from today, we'll be doing our show live from the front yard over there at the Fairmont. And that's open to the public. Feel free to come by and stop in, have a little coffee and breakfast on your way to work, or stay for longer if you can. The kids are welcome. We definitely want to get some people out there to enjoy the show with us next Thursday. But winning your way into the secret show and into the pool party, it's another matter. 21 and up, and you have to win at either 9, 11, 1, 3, or 5. And then one of those five people is going to win the daily grand prize, a two-night stay. So your first chance is coming up at 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
We'll begin with the NBA draft is tonight. That's at 4 p.m.
Oh.
If you're into that stuff, that's when the teams will actually make the picks.
Mm.
So they do the ping pong balls to determine the position you'll pick in,
oh.
I don't know, a month ago. And now the draft is tonight at 4. Also happening, women's soccer, huge World Cup action as Sweden takes on USA today at noon. Those are two powerhouses doing battle.
Mm.
Go USA.
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 There's an... What is that?
It's a P.O.
Great. Thanks, Bryn. Gave us all colds, and now you're making us do our job.
At least there's only
Yeah,
one.
What was your deal yesterday?
Yeah. You know, I can't diagnose myself, really. I'm on DayQuil right now, but I don't think I...
He's on it.
I don't know. You know?
Yeah, sounds like you have a lot going on.
Well, I did a bunch of work. I was calling in my house. I did some toilet work, too. And then,
fun.
Oh.
You know, the wax rings I told you about.
Yeah.
I don't know what my problem was. I'm still achy, and I'm not sure.
Well, the fact that you were driving in and turned around, I've wanted to do that. I just can't do it today. I'm going home.
Well, I think about that too, and I go, well, the only thing that's going to make me turn around is if I throw up on myself.
Right.
So
Exactly.
Here I go.
Yeah, it's a good thing I turned around, though, because I did have some problems.
Oh,
wow. What kind of
you poop
problems?
Your
kind
pants. Of problems?
You poop your pants?
Huh? Well, not poop my pants. That's the thing.
What did you poop?
The bed? No, just the bathroom.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A bathroom
okay.
Problem.
All right, I'm going to move on. I'll stop. That's fine. There. We know, get we're having troubles. That's good. The Indian Houdini.
Oh, I heard about that.
An
what
Indian
about it?
Magician who was shackled and lowered into a river to recreate a famed Harry Houdini escape stunt. Died.
I knew it.
The body of Chanchal Lahiri, whose stage name is Mandrake.
Oh.
You love that guy's porn, don't you?
No, Mandingo.
Oh.
Mandingo.
I like Mandrake.
Mandrake's good. No, not that Drake.
Anyway, his stage name was Mandrake.
Mandrake.
He washed ashore earlier this week.
Oh, had he freed himself?
He hadn't.
Oh.
Look at the way they lowered him in. He's like spread eagle on his back.
Yeah.
Do you see this picture?
He's 41. Yeah. He'd been tied up using six locks and chain to be released into the river from a metal hook.
Oh, boy.
Before entering the water, he told a photographer he was attempting the trick to revive interest in magic. If I do it right, it's magic. If I make a mistake, it's tragic. And that's it did, in fact,
make
end.
Make a mistake, it's tragic.
Tragically, is.
That is terrible.
Unfortunately, Mandrake, the magician, did
that
not
sucks.
Pull
that's,
out.
That sucks. That's just terrible.
Yep.
I hate it.
I don't understand why they didn't pull him out.
Yeah. Like, after
like
2 minutes.
Yeah. Isn't there, like,
oh, they
a
are
time
really
limit or something?
Just tossing him
thing.
Into the water. Oh, he
well,
is upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they undo him and let him go. And he's got to get out. And there's only, he
oh,
knows
so
that his.
Basically, he's in the running water.
Yeah.
And then once they release the thing on his feet,
he's not in their control anymore. He's got to get himself out or he drowns. That's
and
what
was
he said
all
right
still,
before he went.
Was he still all wrapped up?
I don't know what the body.
Why is Axl Rose reporting on this?
I don't know. That's weird, but he
that's
is.
That's him wearing a wig, I think.
Oh, that's Mandrake?
That's, yeah. It is I, Mandrake.
Okay.
Wow. Are we lifted up by a crane? Large, heavy steel chains with six locks. Mm. Oh, there you go.
Anyway.
Didn't make
sad
it.
Sad day.
That is too bad. That's,
for magic.
I guess the interest in magic will not be revived.
Right.
We continue to think it's fake.
There's a 46-year-old woman in Pecatonica, Illinois.
Oh, Pecatonica.
Mm. Pecatonica. Her real name is Marijuana Pepsi.
As in her given name by her parents or the one she changed her name to?
No. It's what her parents named her, Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
Oh.
Pepsi like in
Pepsi, the beverage.
Oh.
Well, sure. Oh. Maybe. Okay.
Right.
Maybe that's what they meant.
I mean, they should have named her Mary Jane Pepsi if they want to be all code about it.
Her mother told her she picked the name because it would, quote, take her around the world. Marijuana's two sisters got names Kimberly and Robin.
Oh, boy. Why did she hate this baby so much?
I don't
much?
Know. Marijuana Pepsi just proved that one of the world's worst names can't hold you back. She just earned her PhD in higher education leadership from a university in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Huh.
Now I'm going to be called Dr. Marijuana Pepsi, she said.
That's funny.
In your face, world.
It hasn't taken her around the world, though. There she still is, you know. Although she's young. She's got a ways to go.
Yeah, well, in schools, that's a...
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So. According to a new survey, a shocking number of people don't wear deodorant or antiperspirant, especially young people.
Yeah, stop it, young people. You stink.
Yeah.
We've run into some. We've had to tell interns, it's time to get a little.
Yeah.
39% of people between
showering
18.
Showering every day isn't a bad thing.
No, it's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
39% of people between 18 and 24 say they haven't worn deodorant or antiperspirant in the past month.
Oh, my God.
Not quite half, but that's a lot.
That's a huge number.
It's over a third. Well over.
Yeah. So is it not until they get a job and someone says, you can't come in here stanking
look,
like that?
Every time we talk about it, there are people who say if you don't get started with it, you won't be stinky.
Except that you will be, because when your kid comes out of their room... At age 14, you go, oh, my God, I got to teach you about something today. It's called deodorant. Actually, it's called antiperspirant. Forget deodorant.
What do you mean?
I smell people in deodorant. Some people.
Oh, you think deodorant isn't enough?
You know, you gotta not sweat. That's the whole point.
Well,
but
anyway,
that's just me.
I was really surprised to hear my middle brother, mm-hmm. said he doesn't use it unless there's some event. I was shocked because he's a larger dude. Well, and he's not
particularly clean.
Right. He's a grease monkey.
Could you smell him?
No. Mm. It's really surprising.
Mm. Well, some people don't have the same pungent odor as other people.
He is garage guy.
Yeah.
He's got
maybe the oil smell just overcomes everything.
Between 4 and 6 motorcycles, between 4 and 6 cars, a monster truck.
Mm. A monster truck.
A monster truck. Ridiculous.
You got to post pictures of his monster truck. Tell him to send some.
Does it have like a logo on the side or flames or anything?
No, but it's so big that there's a thing that comes down for you.
Oh.
Does your mom ride in the monster truck?
She's ridden in it, sure.
Oh, fun.
Yep.
Does it become a convertible if you go under a bridge?
Do you think he thinks that these cars are chick magnets at all?
No.
He doesn't seem to care about chicks.
He is not interested in. He's not
settling down.
He's not asexual. He's just someone who isn't gonna
compromise anything
at all
for some woman
ever.
Mm.
It's funny because I find that you're super chick focused, and with no mechanical abilities, and he's like,
we're very different.
Super chick, not focused with
tremendous
mad mechanical abilities.
Yes. We're very, very different.
It's very strange.
Does he go to like NASCAR events and stuff like that, or no?
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, it sounds like he goes to monster truck rallies.
Does he go to monster truck rallies?
I don't know.
He's got a monster truck.
Have you been?
I haven't.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Oh, man.
Why?
That's
crazy. That kind of crap.
They don't serve champagne there.
They don't. But I got invited once.
He also goes to polo matches. So who knows who this guy is?
I know. Who is this
Who
guy?
Are you?
Who are you, Mandingo?
Hey.
Well, go on.
So it's interesting when you go to these things. I mean, these people are just so into it. And when the wrecks happen with these monster trucks turning over, I mean, but the if you ever go, my one piece of advice is wear earplugs. It is beyond loud.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm not going to go.
Goodness. Yeah.
Thanks for the advice, though.
Sure.
95% of Americans say they freaking hate mornings.
Oh,
hate it.
Hate them. Well, I don't hate morning. I hate getting up to an alarm. If I wake up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday and I'm done sleeping, I'll just get up. No problem. It never happens. But it's getting up to an alarm that's the problem. I don't care if you get up at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., or 3:45 a.m. It sucks when you get woken up by an alarm.
Sure. And that's another thing. They despise the sound of their alarm clock.
Yeah.
But on the list is it just takes them a long time to wake up and ease into the day. They don't want to have to be rushed into it.
Mm.
They can't get up and moving the way they'd like to.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I kind of need Bryn for this next one.
Hey, Brynny. Can you guys yell for Bryn?
Yeah.
He's in the office.
Hey, Bryn.
Is he busy with something? You
America
got him on
America needs you.
The yay area.
Maybe he's in the bathroom.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Oh, he was just
Let's
talking
not
about
even, yeah, maybe
that,
that just
oh,
moved
boy.
Things along.
Yikes.
I'm talking about it. I'm thinking about it. Here we go.
Did he know you needed him?
No, but I figured he's here, and he's usually very on it.
Yeah.
Fremont ranks 5th as the most unfaithful city in the nation on an affairs website list.
Oh, I
Fremont?
Know.
Fremont?
They call it Freakmont, right?
The city had previously been dubbed America's happiest large city, twice been named the least stressed. It snabbed high-ranking spots as one of the best places to raise a family, among other honors. And now, the Bay Area's 4th largest city can add to its awards mantle 5th place trophy among the most unfaithful cities in
the
nation.
How do they... Who's admitting to this?
Ashley Madison has
someone
other than my wife.
Released
other
there.
Than my wife.
Ashley Madison is right. Just trying to help you out.
Thanks. It's funnier.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other than my wife. Ashley Madison's right.
Come on, Brent.
No sign of him?
Nope.
Isn't it time?
The Infidelity Hot List
it isn't.
Has been released by Ashley Madison.
Oh, of course it has.
And at the top of the list was Orlando, Florida.
Oh, Orlando?
followed by Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and then Fremont.
Oh, great. Listen, cross-reference. If you live in Fremont and your husband was on that list that was released from Ashley Madison a year or so ago, you're in trouble.
Vegas comes in at 8. Other notables include Boston at 17, Sacramento at 18.
Oh, boy, Sacto.
Yikes. So there you go. Fremont.
Other than my wife.
Do you think there's someone in Fremont right now that's been wondering, and then they hear that, and they're like, I
it. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you there's more than one somewhere.
When I think of Fremont, I think there's a huge Indian population. I've been to a couple Indian weddings, and they've been in Fremont. Anybody else?
No. I've never been to an
Indian wedding in Fremont.
What does that have to do with that?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like they're very loyal, like authentic, divorce rates low. They're not freaky. Like, I think
you're talking about the Indian population.
Yeah, when I think of Fremont, I think of the Indian population.
And you're saying they're very loyal.
They're very loyal. Yeah, they're
not freaky.
Yeah, it's all arranged marriages. Like,
they never cheat.
As far as I know, but now that you're saying it's number,
we never cheat.
I just,
it does not happen.
I mean, there's got to be
faithful.
Do you think
some crossover?
If you were looking for a faithful partner, you might consider an Indian woman because you have opinion of their loyalty.
There have been a couple Indian girls I've had crushes on, but they were
Other than my wife.
Thank you, Bryn.
He's back,
finally,
everyone.
Bryn shows up.
We were yelling for you.
Missed it. Where were you?
I was with the intern. I was doing some other work, preparing
Bryn.
For something. I didn't realize you needed me. You can always call me.
We did.
All of us called you.
Nonstop.
Yeah. America was missing you.
It was audio that I was doing, so I couldn't hear you. Just call me louder. Scream my name louder.
I don't know. This thing has quite the reach.
This thing I'm
holding up here. Anyway.
Do you need him for the audio now?
No.
No, we already.
Oh, that was the audio?
That was the segment.
The Ashley Madison thing.
I just wanted the other. I mean,
we sang it.
Fremont.
We took care of it. Yeah. Just like yesterday when we had to take care of all the sound effects.
That's
we
great.
Did it again
well,
today.
I'm going to go back and find that because if I have the crew singing that song.
Oh, by the way, Vinny sang something yesterday.
I heard about that.
I did not.
I didn't hear about that.
He's like, oh, Bryn's out here to capture it. I'm thinking to myself, logger tape.
Yeah, I mean, lady.
I got a bunch of DMs about that.
Nice.
You did?
Yeah. They're like, you better pull
listeners
that.
Listeners are, they're on it.
They're on it, yeah. So I'll find where
you're all mean ladies.
Looking for
you're
someone
welcome.
Other than mean ladies in my life.
Mean ladies in my wife.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Both Vinny and Sarah said refrigerator this morning.
Really?
Just saying, but it's fine.
I might have said refrigerator.
That's the kind of insecurity that made you an addict. Being so hyper concerned about whether you said refrigerator or refrigerator.
Yeah.
Taking everybody's time to discuss it. I thought it was a light little conversation that I mean we could talk about Iran and the bombing of the
yeah
I mean
we're
really
just trying to have a fun conversation
fun.
Yeah
like, just try not to
lighten up
chill.
Seems like you're having a bad day.
I can assure you that what didn't come out of insecurity.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
One more thing about Indians and Fremont. It's Fremont's the second largest Indian population in the United States.
That's amazing.
Behind New York.
Oh, of course.
So you go hang out there at weddings hoping for...
No, every once in a while you get invited, and these weddings last 2 or 3 days. They're super fun. I mean,
just
when
come
everyone,
to day 2, hour 16.
If you can get to one where they do
an elephant.
Where they do the Bollywood dancing, it's incredible.
I love
that. Have you
that.
Done the Bollywood dancing?
I mean, I sit and watch. I don't want to look like a...
But they would let you.
I don't want to say the word, but I just... You
What's the word?
What was the word?
You don't want to look like a
fool. You
say
the
like
Indian people look like fools when they do the Bollywood
dancing? No, I would
like...
You could,
what are you saying?
Bollywood dancing's hard, is what I'm saying. Like, you have to practice. Like, you used to take the class at the Bay Club, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
But you'd see the people
then
that are really good.
I got
really
my
good.
Thing where I, you know... What's the... Where the scarf with the little timey
the jangles
things?
On it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like belly dancing style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Indian dancing?
I thought it was Arabic, sometimes. But what do I know?
It was a crossover.
Boy, I think
it's
fusion.
It's Indian fusion.
Major email fire us right now.
You know what? Look, just let us know. We know we're getting it all wrong. You're good at texting us and telling us what we're doing.
What do we get wrong now?
Belly dancing's Indian dancing.
We don't even know we got wrong.
We're saying the class you might have took was Indian fusion belly dance.
Oh.
Like a Bollywood dancing.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
It was fun.
I don't know. Pita. Someone does. Vinny's speech lessons have me cracking up, says 408. Look, we're just trying to... All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a day.
Okay. Well, we'll just take a quick break.
Well, do you want to do the movie review earlier?
No, we're going to do it at 9. All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.